Are you looking for a club that celebrates friendship? Then Best Buddies might be the one for you. We organize social events for local folks with disabilities to come to campus and hang out. Some of our highlights of the past years have been our holiday parties, a polar bear plunge in the freezing Chesapeake Bay, our friendship walk with Best Buddies branches from around the state, and a winter formal with over 80 people. And if you want to learn more information, check out our Instagram at BestBuddiesUMB.
What is up, WMAC FM College Park 90.5, where college radio is good radio. I'm Jerissa, I'm your host for this hour, and this is a music team show where we talk about what we talked about at music team the past week. Music team, we meet at 6:30 to 8:30. We just talk about different music. We usually have like theme meetings and stuff like that. So this theme was for WMC prom, which is coming up this Saturday. And it is, the theme of prom is Astro Disco. So to kind of hype us up for prom on Saturday, we did the Astro Disco theme. So yeah, this is going to be a fun show. I'm going to play the first three songs we're going to play. The first is going to be by an artist called Eddie Johns. We're going to be playing More Spell on You on his album More Spell on You. He's probably most well, this song is very well known, like particularly because it was sampled on Daft Punk's One More Time. However, like for example, I know that Eddie Johns has never been financially compensated for it. That's a record label's fault. Daft Punk, obviously, I mean, they've cleared their samples. They pay royalties to the record company, but the record company allegedly can't find him or contact him. But people have interviewed him, even somewhat recently. So clearly, I mean, that's not really like a concern. It looks like it's just like the record company is not really looking very hard. It might be partially because his career was tragically ended short when he got a stroke, which made him have to stop his music career, and he went homeless for a little bit. So yeah, second song we're playing is, this is from 1977, I believe. Actually, maybe a little later, I'm not sure. But this is Star Wars themed Cantina Band. This is a disco version of the Star Wars theme. It's very interesting to listen to. It's by a guy named Mecco. He mostly just does like disco covers of soundtracks. He did one for The Wizard of Oz, he did one for Star Trek. But this song in particular got like number one on the Billboard. Like, it's kind of crazy that like we even had like parodies, that kind of stuff, like all the way back then, as popular as they are now. And lastly, we're going to be playing Fashion by David Bowie off of his album Scary Monsters and Super Creeps. This is around the time where he got into more dance stuff. So this is More Spell for On You, Star Wars theme / Cantina Band, and Fashion. We'll be right back. Alright, that was More Spell on You, Star Wars theme and Cantina Band, and Fashion. So for the next set of four songs, they're going to be more on the more upbeat disco side. First song we'll be playing is Your Love is a Lifesaver by Gail Adams. The second song we'll be playing is by the legendary disco slash funk band Earth, Wind & Fire. We're going to be playing Boogie Wonderland, which is featuring the Emotions off of their Earth, Wind & Fire's bigger album, I Am. Next, I'll be playing a song from a city pop artist from Japan named Honori. You might be well aware of her at this point. She made a lot of very popular songs like Remember Summer Days, I Can't Stop the Loneliness. But I'm going to be playing Shyness Boy off her album Timely, which is one of my favorite pop albums of all time. Such a fun album. And lastly, we're going to be playing Off the Wall Off the Wall by Michael Jackson. This album is really awesome. It's a top three pop album for me. I think this album is extremely, extremely consistent. And I think this album also, I think this is easily Michael Jackson's best album. My issue with like that and particularly Thriller, I think, is that like a lot of those two albums aren't as cohesive as like Off the Wall, like as an album. Like if you listen to it front to back, right? Like Thriller, like banger for banger, like it has no stoppage of bangers. Like every song off of Thriller is amazing, but they don't exactly flow into each other very nicely. It kind of feels a little bit like a compilation album more than anything. While Off the Wall really does feel like this comprehensive piece of like disco music, like, and I think it's easily probably, in my opinion, like by far the best disco album of all time. It's an incredible album. But yeah, so this is Your Love is a Lifesaver, Boogie Wonderland, Shyness Boy, and Off the Wall.
Yeah. tonight. Gotta leave the 9 to 5 upon the shelf and just enjoy yourself. Groove, let the madness and the music get to you. Life ain't so bad at all.
You live it off the wall.
Life ain't so
Your Love is a Lifesaver, Boogie Wonderland, Shyness Boy, and Off the Wall. Alright, for the next set of four songs, they're going to be more on the, like, 92,000s, like, a little bit later on. The first one we'll be playing is Revolution 909 off of Daft Punk's debut album, Homework. Homework is a really fun album. I think it's kind of underrated, I think partially because, obviously, it's being compared to Discovery and Random Access Memories, which are some of the best dance albums of all time, but Homework is a really very consistent, like, not consistent album, it's a kind of inconsistent album, but it has some absolute bangers on it. Like, sure, not every song is the greatest, maybe, like, they're all really fun, but, like, maybe they aren't reaching the highs of Discovery. Not all of them reach the highs of Discovery, but, like, all of them are pretty fun songs. I think it gets unfairly docked, like, by critics and, like, music nerds, because it's a little bit of a repetitive album, but for me, it's, like, it's French house music, like, that's kind of the point, right? Like, dance music has to be kind of repetitive, right? How else will you dance to it, right? I think it gets unfairly docked for doing what it's supposed to be doing. But yeah, this is one of the best songs off the album Revolution 909. Next, I'm going to be playing Impressive Instant by Madonna, this is off her album Music. What I know this album is a little bit strange. She kind of goes all over the place with it. She has some traditional, like, Madonna pop songs. She has some, like, electro pop stuff. She has, even some like folky, like folktronica kind of stuff. And it's like a story of a space cowboy is how it was described, that music team, which is very interesting. But this song was pretty interesting. This song feels simultaneously very 90s and like modern at the same time. We talked about it, a lot of it is probably due to how overproduced the album, the song is for the time, which, like, when I say overproduced, I don't mean that as a bad way. Like, a lot of modern, like, pop music right now kind of delves into, like, maximalist production styles, think like hyper pop, stuff like that. This kind of has that kind of maximalist kind of style. Next, I'm going to be playing, after that, it's going to be Music Sounds Better With You by Stardust. And then lastly, I'm going to be playing Cosmic Girl by Jamiroquai. I love Jamiroquai. Such a fun funk artist. So yeah, so this is a Revolution 909, Impressive Instant, Music Sounds Better With You, and Cosmic Girl.
Thank you.
Alright, that was Revolution 909, Impressive Instant. Music Sounds Better With You, and Cosmic Girl. Thank you all for listening to the Music Team show. Music Team happens at 6:30, 8:30 here at WMC in the live room. So yeah, the last song I'm going to be playing for you is going to be by an artist named St. Pepsi. If St. Pepsi is pretty well known in a certain scene called Vaporwave. If you aren't familiar with Vaporwave, it's a genre that uses heavy use of sampling to create this feeling of like both like nostalgia, but also to kind of criticize like the hyper consumeristic hyper consumeristic society we currently live in. The way that it does that is that Vaporwave is very easy to make comparatively. So a lot of Vaporwave artists put out massive amounts of music out there, a lot of which is frankly kind of slop. And that's kind of the whole point, that like just like how maybe in like hyper consumerism, like there's so much like low quality product and slop that's put out there for the masses, in a similar way Vaporwave puts out massive amounts of musical slop for the masses to listen to. It's definitely a time and place kind of genre. It was a very much big in the early 2010s. So this is a song called Private Caller by St. Pepsi, and thank you all for listening.